Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, yesterday we had the message from our baccalaureate service at our school, St. Andrew's School at Ware's Valley Ranch. The next 3 days, I'm going to be sharing the devotionals from our summer camp, Camp Arrowwood. And I hope that you will find these messages very encouraging. If you have questions about some of the things that we discuss, please let us hear from you. If you just want to send us a note of encouragement, we'd appreciate that too. We are always glad to hear from our listeners, and we thank you for your prayers and those who are able for your financial support. God bless you. Has everybody been having a pretty good time at camp so far?
Yeah!
I am glad to hear it. It looks like some people were going down the water slide. It looked like fun. And how many of you went down the water slide? Oh, that's just about everybody, almost. That's great. Well, glad y'all are having a good time. Glad you're here. And the best part of camp is knowing that the Lord is here with us. We're not off somewhere isolated, hoping that maybe God will check in during the week, but He's here. He promised when two or more will gather in His name, He'll meet with us. And so we are grateful for that and for the fact, and it is a fact, that the Lord has promised that He'll never leave us or forsake us. Whatever happens in our lives, if we're trusting in Him, we can know that He is aware of our situation and that He cares about us. So tonight, we're going to be looking at a passage in the book of Genesis. If you have a Bible handy, take a look. If you don't, that's okay. Just listen up. But starting in Genesis chapter 6 and going into chapter 8, we're going to look at some of the verses from this in order to tell a story. Beginning in chapter 6, we read this, beginning in verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, "I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you're to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Make a roof for it and finish the ark to within 18 inches of the top. Put a door in the side of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks. I am going to bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has the breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you. You're to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you. Two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them." And Noah did everything just as God commanded him. May God add His blessing to this reading from His Word. I want you to imagine that God said to you, "I have a plan for you that is going to save your life and your family's life, and everybody else is going to be destroyed. I mean, everybody else. Friends, neighbors, relatives, everybody else. That was the message that Noah heard from God. And that would be very hard to hear. That'd be a scary thing. You know, if I'm not crazy, God just told me this. What in the world should I do? Well, I'll tell you what Noah did. He obeyed God. He started building an ark, a boat, a huge boat, a boat unlike any that anybody else had ever built. It was one that was enormous, and God gave him the measurements. God didn't say, I don't know, just make it big. God said it's to be this many feet long, it's to be this many feet wide, it's to be this many feet high, and it's to have these decks in it, it's to have a side door, it's to be finished with within 18 inches of the top, you're to use this kind of material, this is the way you're to finish it, you put pitch on it. God gave very specific instructions. And the size and scope of this project was one that would take Noah years to complete. Now Noah comes home and he tells his wife, honey, God just spoke to me. This wasn't his first encounter with God. It says he walked with God. He talked with God. He had a relationship with God. And that's why, unlike the other people around him, he was described as being blameless in his day. Doesn't mean he'd never done anything wrong. It means that he was held blameless by God. Compared to everybody else, he was extraordinary. God had done something special in his life. And he's trying to explain now to his wife what's going to happen. And then explain to the sons, guys, this is what I need you to do. How excited would you be? Imagine if it was your dad telling you, you've got to help me build this boat. For what? Well, there's a flood coming. What's a flood? There'd never been a flood like this. Nothing remotely close to it. And God is saying, I'm going to wipe out everything that lives on earth except what's in the ark. Wow. That'd be a hard message to hear. It'd be a hard message to believe. It would be a hard thing to get other people to believe. It'd be a hard thing to do. But Noah did everything just as God commanded. That's chapter 6, verse 22. Chapter 7, the Lord then said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. Verse 5 of chapter 7. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. You see what's happening? He's been working. He's built the boat. It's there. And all of a sudden, God says, now's the time. Go inside. Well, now's almost the time. What did God say? Now's the time to go inside because in 7 days, I'm going to send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. So you tell your wife and you tell your kids, everybody get inside. The rain is coming. When's it coming? In 7 days. Well, then why do we need to be in there now? I mean, what do you think it was like inside the boat? You got all these animals. You got all these smells. One of my sons decided he was going to raise some chickens and rabbits up at our house. You know what chickens and rabbits do after they eat? They get rid of the parts that weren't digested. And the result is, it smells. I told my son, you've got to get out there and you've got to spray off the animal pen. I don't want my house to smell like that. He said, yes, sir. And every now and then he goes out there and cleans it off. Guess what? Inside the ark, smelly. Bunch of animals doing stuff that needs to be shoveled. We got 18 inches up at the top where we can go and get air and try and get rid of stuff. After 3 days, they're saying, I thought you said it was about to rain. He says, God said it was going to happen in 7 days. Oh, yeah, that's right. How many days has it been now? It's been 3 so far. Okay. After 5 days, you're sure about this, Dad, right? Suppose you're Noah. You're sitting there and you're thinking, man, this is going to be bad if 2 days from now it's not raining, right? You see, the fact of the matter is, it's going to be bad if 2 days from now it is raining. Noah and his family and the animals are in there. Now, I have to believe that Noah's credibility was increased considerably when the animal showed up, right? You've seen probably animated versions of this, maybe even a computer graphic generated images of this, where all these animals come walking up to the ark, and it's like, oh my goodness, I haven't even seen those before. You know, that's amazing. Why are they all coming here? God sent them. That's what it says. God sent those animals in order to save those animals. But God saved representatives of the various kinds of animals, and the rest of them all got wiped out. Why would God do this? Well, God tells us why he did it. It's because the people on earth had become so corrupt that he decided he was going to wipe the earth clean and start over again with Noah and his family. Does God have a right to do that? There are actually a lot of people who feel like God doesn't have a right to do that. Well, if your God would do that, then he's a monster. No, he's God. He's the creator of all things. If there is no God, then what's wrong with people getting wiped out? In a hurricane? In an earthquake? If there is no God, we're just a bunch of highly evolved slime living on the planet. It really doesn't matter. It's because there is a God that human life has value. It's because there is a God that our lives have purpose and meaning. And so when God says, do not do this, or you will die, and people say, nah, I still want to do it. And God says, I have warned you. I'm giving you an opportunity now to repent. Turn away from your sin. Stop doing that, or I will destroy you. And people say, I don't think so. I like doing it. And then God sends destruction? How can people say, unfair? It's not unfair. It's not cruel. It's God keeping his promises. And if you find that cruel, it's because you don't know him. The amazing thing is not that people would be destroyed. The amazing thing is that anybody would be saved. And God not only saved Noah and his wife, but he saved his sons, and he saved his sons' wives. Well, my pastor says that that's really just a myth. It's just an ancient make-believe story. There probably was a flood that occurred in Mesopotamia, and people wrote about surviving it in a boat, and the story gradually evolved and turned into more things. Well, yeah, I've heard people like that say things like that. But do you know, it's interesting. This story about a flood and people being saved in a boat is a story that keeps showing up in cultures all around the world. People all over the world have a story kind of like this in their ancient myths and legends. Isn't that interesting? What a coincidence. In fact, according to several of my friends who have spent lots of time in China, including Lixin Chang, who was, prior to his conversion to Christ, the founder and president of the largest Buddhist university in the world, located in mainland China. Lixin Chang, who was a dear friend, was one of those who said that in ancient Chinese, the character that represents safety is a boat with 8 people in it. Safety, a boat with 8 people in it. How would those be associated? How many people were in the ark? 8 people. Noah, Mrs. Noah, 3 sons, and their wives. 8 people in a boat. That's safety. And the ancient Chinese knew that because somewhere in their distant memory was the truth of this story. When God said, I'm going to wipe the slate clean and start all over again.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone, into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Now please notice this. After they're in the boat, God having commanded them to go in verse 16, it says, then the Lord shut him in. In other words, Noah didn't close the door of the ark and say, we're not going to let anybody else in. No more animals can come, no more people. Noah obeyed God. His family went with him. The animals had already come. And now, when they were all inside and God was about to send the flood, the Lord closed the door. And when God decided time's up, that was it. That was the end of the story for the people who were outside. For the people who were inside, it was going to be a long, dark, bumpy ride. Imagine hearing people beating against the door, saying, okay, we believe you now. Let us in. Oh, okay, we're sorry. Hey, listen, we'll change. Let us in. God had shut the door. It was too late. Something you and I need to believe and remember about the wrath of God. There comes a time when God says, no more. And after that, there is no place to turn. It's too late. I've known people who wrestled with whether or not they would believe, and then it was too late. I've known people who said, well, I know it's true. I really do believe it's true, but I'm not ready to give my life to Christ. And all of a sudden, they were gone. I remember one fellow, he was married to somebody who came to our church on Cape Cod. He was a known drug dealer. I was asked to do his funeral, and it was the only time I've ever done a funeral where people from the State Bureau of Investigation were in the parking lot taking down license plates because they wanted to see who all came to the funeral because they knew this guy was connected with the drug sales network. That guy had heard the gospel 3 times the week before he died from different sources, including his family. I got a call at 2:00 in the morning. His wife said, please come over here. I don't know what's wrong with my husband, but he's lying on the kitchen floor. I went to the house. I got there before the ambulance arrived, and he was lying there, lifeless. He'd had a massive brain aneurysm, collapsed to the floor, lost consciousness, didn't even cry for help. I hope that in his dying moments, he remembered what he'd heard that week. 3 times the gospel was presented to him. But unless he asked God for mercy as he was dying, that fellow's in hell right now. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But there were those who were left outside. Because when they had the opportunity to repent, they would not. Noah, in his generation, the Bible says, preached to the people and warned them and called them to repent, and they laughed at him. They mocked him. But it turns out, God is real. His word is true, and his wrath is final. God saved Noah. God saved his family. God saved representatives of the various kinds of animals. In chapter 8, we read, "But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock that were with him in the ark, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded." More than a year later, God said to Noah, chapter 8, verse 15, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of living creature that's with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so that they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number upon it." So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives, all the animals and all the creatures that move along the ground and all the birds, everything that moves on the earth came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. What? These are animals and birds whose lives had been spared. And now Noah is offering some of them as a sacrifice to God? Why would he do that? Because those animals, those sacrifices, were a reminder that all of us deserve to die. All of us deserve God's wrath. And the only way that any of us could be saved is that one day God would provide a sacrificial lamb. God would provide a substitute to bear the punishment we deserved. And that's what Jesus would do on the cross. The Bible makes it very clear that the ark was a picture of the salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ, you are protected from the wrath of God. If you are not in Christ, then in John chapter 3, it says the wrath of God remains on you. I pray that you will be honest with yourself and with God about whether or not you're really in Christ. Are you trusting in him as the one who saves? Because he's the only one who can. He's the only one who will. But he offers all of us the opportunity to be saved, the opportunity to avoid his wrath, because Jesus bore the punishment that we deserve when he hung on that cross and died. So, in this story, we see God's provision of salvation, even in the midst of God's wrath being outpoured. And when Jesus died on the cross, it is God's provision of salvation, even as his wrath was being outpoured. And God has promised us that one day Jesus is coming again, and those who are in Christ will be spared, and those who are not trusting in him will be destroyed. I don't want to miss you in heaven. I want to see you there. I want you to know the safety and security and peace that comes with knowing Jesus Christ. And the fact that Jesus died on the cross wouldn't make any sense at all if it weren't for the fact that all of us, not just some of us, all of us deserve God's punishment. And the good news is, Jesus came to save sinners. That's how I got saved. And that's what qualifies you as well.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.